Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Thank you. row your boat gently down the street. Merry, yes. Merry, 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 wife for golden dreams.
Merry, 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 merry.
Caring for one you love has no place for abusive behavior. Behavior that seeks to control, manipulate, and validate. There is no room in this space for physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves, as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Bearing in mind that the Creator always loves us just as we are. Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds.
Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction. Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response.
Good afternoon, good day, good morning, good night, wherever you are in the world. I wish you inspired moments of peace, love, joy, prosperity, longevity, lots of laughter, and loads of fun. At the top, you heard Pure Imagination with George Strillis. You can find his wonderful music at ezonemusic.com. And that was followed by a dedication to Tete Sarazai, Oyao, which means to come on, let's get it on, by Toby Foyer and his orchestra. You can find him at Toby Foyer, that's S as in Frank, O-Y-E-H.com. And after that, you heard the dynamic duo, the stars of the show, the Slill and the Cop, with their beautiful rendition that we listen to every week of Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And you can find them right here at the playground every week. And they were followed by yours truly with the first half of Responding from the Soul Joy series. And I will give you a bit more after, later on. So responding, overreacting to life's inevitable circumstances. That's what we're talking about. That's what we are here to share today, right here, right now on the playground, where I pledge allegiance to love today, and only love, the love that is God. God that is love. I am Mombasa Sophia, and I'm one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, always, always all love. And this is your play experience. Welcome to the playground of life, where we remain steadfast in passionately loving and appreciating who we are, and whose we are. What does that mean? What does that mean, you ask? I'll share what it means for today, in this moment. Because, you know, we're ever changing and evolving, yes, because we can. Today, in this moment, it means waking up, but not getting caught up. It means waking up without being caught up. What did she say? Waking up, not caught up. Yes, that's what she said. This is a beautiful world with all of its flaws. with all of its flaws, is still a beautiful playground of life. And when we decide to shake the sand that's still in our ears and our eyes, that's right, just take a moment, just shake it all out. Just shake it. Shake, shake, shake. We took our heads out of the sand. But I think there might be just a bit of sand in our eyes and ears. And this is definitely a, you see the evidence of it by what you see around you and your experience. So I'm just saying, if there's any left, just shake it off. You can. Because then we can all begin to see and hear all the possibilities they offer us, all the probabilities, all the potential, the potentiality. I just love that word, potential. It holds the word potent inside it, you know? Potent. Yes, indeed. That's what I want. Potent. So once we have shaken it all off, all the sand out of our ears and our eyes, we're open to hear and see through our Creator's eyes, and hear through our Creator's ears, our source from which we came. And we're no longer running around being herded along by what's heard. I love saying that. It's just so real. I heard this. I heard that. I heard this on the internet. I heard this on Facebook. You know? We used to be heard solely by TV and radio, and now we have the wonderful luxuriousness of the internet. Of the internet. So if we just decide to bring this luxury of this internet and use it for the highest quality of life that we can, you know, it can be so much more valuable, you know, if we decide to use it with the highest power and intention and not simply for distractions, you know. Yeah, I said distractions because the distractions can come in many forms, and everybody knows that I know, and I love the idea that we do get a chance to break sometimes and deliberately distract or take ourselves on a mental, an emotional, spiritual mission. You know, that is something that we can do all the time. You know, I think that it's a major idea that we can always let go and let God in any given moment. You know, it's a valuable gift. You know, and it, like I said, it can be so much more valuable when we decide to use it with its highest power and highest intention. So, you know, what I'm talking about is not allowing ourselves to be lulled into sleep by the same distractions. That's putting your head right back in the plane. You know, because these distractions can kind of sneak up on you at any given moment. They will come in all shapes and forms, you know. So I suggest taking note of your day. Just see what actually happens. Just start taking note. And seeing if what you say you want to happen is truly happening in your day. And if not, what took you off? Would you truly make an assessment of what your true desires and what you want to see happen? You can then begin to ask yourself, truly, what am I doing towards that right now in this moment? in this red hot moment? Is there something more that I can do towards this thing that I say that I really want? There's bound to be something now. There's bound to be something that you can find that is the next logical step to be. It's about having the willingness to fully accept ourselves as the true creative life artist that we have come to be. You know, and when we do that, we will really quicken those roads of attainment that we're looking for whatever it is you're looking to attain in this lifetime. You know, it's called being in the world, but not of the world. And what that means, like all current things that are happening on this playground of life right now, you know, people committing suicide, people getting shot by people getting diseases, people being depressed, people getting divorces, you name it. But guess what? These things are happening all the time. It's not just in this time. These type of occurrences are happening all the time. We just get to choose which one we want to say is really, really bad or terrible or tragic. Earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, you know, either they're all terrible, but tragic and sad, or none of them are. Okay? What I'm speaking about is our perception, how we direct our energy, and how we decide. And whether we will begin to look at the world and see a global movement. A global movement of change. Yes. Of the inevitable change that's going to happen anyway. You know, we decide to see it as a global movement of change or an opportunity and have this opportunity right now to change within it, within ourselves. Or we can see it as a massive confusion that we revel in and get all caught up in and get lost in. Yes. So the choice and the decision is ours right now. Yes, indeed. In our personal world, in our own personal world, we have moment-to-moment opportunity to go into it. Into it. How we're going to flow with life. How we're going to flow with change. And whatever decision that we make here is the contribution that we give to the world. As simple as that. Whatever we're giving to ourselves, the quality of that energy seen as the world receives from us. But how are you passionately loving and appreciating you today? Are you aligned with your own truth? Are you still telling someone else's story? Because if you're not telling your own story, you are telling someone else's story. It's simple as that. Yeah, we're dealing with simplicity. Are you giving your life just for you? Are you living your life for others? Are you living it just for them? I'm just asking, you know. You have the correct answer. You have the truth, you know. You can look on this news stream and find devastation any moment, any day. And we, you know, coming up with it, oh, yeah, this is happening right now. You could find it, trust me, whether it's from brutality, suicide, you know, quote-unquote natural disaster. An earthquake is an earthquake is an earthquake is an earthquake is an earthquake. A disaster is a disaster is a disaster. Da, da, da. love is love is love is love is love. As above, so below. You know? What sometimes looks like devastation from that earthquake is a disaster that turns into beauty because of the inevitability of change. You go to some places and you go and you see where the earthquake has come and you look at the lava and what it has actually done and you say, wow, that's beautiful. Such is life. In every adversity, something of equal or greater value. That's no lie. If you don't believe it, test it out. Perception. It's about the inevitability of change, the allowance of space and time. It's the same within us. Noticing when we erupt or seeing the others in us erupt, we will be the molten of the lava of the confusion and make it and roll it into peace in the land around our space, into beauty before us. And this is our opportunity if we allow it, if we simply allow it. There's so much that's being brought out of the darkness right now about so many things on the playground of life. You could just look anywhere, listen to anything, you know, you can hear it. You can hear conspiracy stories, you can hear this, you can hear that, you know, it's so many things. I'm telling you, it's so many things, but those things, as long as you can recognize, when I was in Australia, so many things opened me up, took my head straight out of the sand, pulled it all the way out. There was not a choice in the matter. Matter, key word here. There was no choice. This sister had to be, get herself straight right now, in this moment, right whenever that was. And is. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All of these things are being brought to light, always bring up more questions. You know, it's never going, we're never going to get it all done. You know, it's hard to keep things contained now because the internet is, so the real reason, okay, the real question right now, let's just deal with the real question, is will we use these gifts that we have as tools, such as the internet and all the rest of it, that is meant to be for us, or allow it to use us as a tool? Are we going to get lost in the sauce of confusion? Or stay in play? In the land of I am? Let's take a break. I think it's time to take a break. What you think? We must get ready for some calls. And you need to call in and lay it down on the playground. The number to call is 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. Again, it's 347-426-3346 and just push 1 on your keypad and we'll come right to you. So we'll be right back after this break.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the playground of life The Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. I am enjoying myself tonight. You know, just being able to just share. You know, sometimes, you know, I've been having guests on the show, and You know, I love people dropping in on the playground and just pressing one on the keypad and just jumping in and getting in where they fit in, you know. And then at times I love to bring people on to share and talk about what they do, you know, because it is very important for our signature to be recognized, you know, in the work that I do, in the playing fields and the power play and the conferences and the consultations, the healing. It's all about one thing, living life and loving life, you know, loving love. You know, I was talking about the song last week, I Love Myself So Much, that I could love you so much, that you could love you so much, that you could start loving me. I think that if enough people sang that and meant it on a daily basis, we wouldn't have probably none, but I'm not going to go there for it. I'm going to say half of the issues and our tissues that we're dealing with today. You know, because there's so many things that go so deep from so many family lines. And, you know, my grandfather did this, my grandmother did this, my mom did this, my aunt did this, my uncle did this. You know, there's not enough of I love myself so much. I love myself, just taking that by itself. I love myself so much. Filling yourself up with love, that's what it means. In everything that you do, everything that you say, honoring yourself by treating other people well. Honoring yourself by treating other people well. Does that resonate? Does that make sense? Because you treat yourself well. You honor yourself. You love yourself when you love someone well. So I love myself so much is the first line. So I can love you so much. Because if I sit with loving myself so much that I'm in all my actions and everything that I'm getting to do and be for myself first, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, and then I give it to you, that means that I could love myself so much that I could love you so much. And then guess what? You now can do the same thing. You could love you so much that you now can start loving me, holding me in your loving space, in your mind and in your heart. You don't have to hold me in your arms. You can just hold me in the loving space of your consciousness. And the only way that you can possibly ever love me like that is when you love yourself so much. I give thanks right now for this vulnerability. This sweet surrender. Because when you think about the gift of sharing and giving love in any capacity, when you think about what you can actually, just say, what is it, 49% of the time. If 49% of the time you say no, you're still good, you see. As long as the 51, as long as you ticked over the top, because you got to be the one, the love has to be the one that holds the, what is that when two people hold, what is it called when two people hold stock in a company, there's percentages. the 51% has to be top boss with love. Yeah. So as long as you, when you're saying, nope, okay, no, I can't do that right now because I have to do this for me. That's not saying you don't love them. That's just saying you love yourself so much. You have to have an overflow. And have that 1% takes you into overflow, you went over, yeah, the 50%. So they can have the 49. You can say no, 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 as long as, and let me just say this. Let me just get this real straight right now. You, because this is so, it's coming to me so strong, and I have to share this in my vulnerability. The 51% is how much you are actually giving to yourself. You are filling up yourself and your love boat, your love vehicle, your love vessel with love. Overflow. Overflow. The other 49% is the times when you get to say yes to the other person. Yes. Okay, thank you, Spirit. Okay. You get to say yes to the other person. You give to that person the 49% and you keep the 51%. There we have it. There we have it. It's a simple formula. Just came down. Just straight to download. Like you say. So if you're working out that in your mind and in your heart, try it out and see how it feels. See how it feels to you. Because in this moment, everything that it is. I give thanks right now for even the technical, so quote unquote, things that are happening right now. Like I said, you probably didn't hear me. But what I said was there's so much happening. There's so much going on in the wind right now, so many things flying by for us to grab onto and use and utilize as tools, methods, and ways for us to just step up our game on this stage in life. You know? It's just simply time. Speaking of wind, we're just going to get a little bit of wind from Cherie Marie. You can find her beautiful music on CherieMarie.com. And you can, if you're in the ATL, you can check her out tomorrow evening in Mapleton, Georgia. You just go to her Facebook page, which is Cherie Marie, CHERIMAREE. Check out the wind from Cherie Marie. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Letting the wind just take you away, I tell you. And your vulnerability, being vulnerable. See, vulnerable, to being vulnerable doesn't mean that you're not going to do what you need to do. It doesn't mean that you're not going to, you know, you don't have to be afraid just because you're vulnerable. As a matter of fact, you can be actually powerful in your vulnerability. You can actually feel yourself. You can actually feel your rawness. Because when you put up that shell in protecting yourself, nothing can go out and nothing can come in. So will you allow yourself to be vulnerable today, to go stripped down to the soul. We talked about last week looking in the mirror. Try it. If you haven't tried it, or look into the mirror of your soul. Look into your own eyes and hold it there. Hold it and listen. Listen to what you see. Listen to what you feel. It's all there, ready to express your soul. Your golden light, your source, ready to come through you, to enhance you, to be the world's greatest life artist. Yes? Greater than who? Greater than you. Greater than what you have exhibited all of these years. Is it time for me? I say yes to the best to come, and that's already here. And I give thanks for you being here with me on the playground of life. I thank you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. Much peace, much love, and much joy. Om Bye for now. Take care.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.